In 1996, Queen Elizabeth II encouraged me to recreate an event that I had first experienced when I was 15 years old. Her Majesty enlisted the BBC to film the documentary that led me into the desert in Nevada to start a wild Mustang in the wild with nothing but determination and another good horse. I wrote about it in my autobiography, The Man Who Listens to Horses. Many people recall that story in the book, and I am proud to say that even in my 60s, I was still able to pursue and join up with a wild Mustang I named Shy Boy. I retold the story in a book I called Shy Boy, the Mustang that came in from the wild. I love observing Mustangs in the wild. They have a pure language I call equus, a gestural language like signing for the deaf. It is silent and was developed between horses in the wild, where silence and escape can mean survival. Survival is what horses are really good at. It's fascinating to know that horses have only two goals. One is to survive, and the other to reproduce. The horses you observe in this area can be quite clear in their communication with each other if you know what to look for. Let me be your guide so that you know what the gestures mean. You might observe that there are leaders and there are followers in the herd. Horses are very comfortable with this arrangement because it's based on survival. The horse, that is, the leader, is responsible for the protection of the herd. Not everyone wants that job. See if you can observe which horse might be the leader in this herd. Notice there is very little food in this area, and that is because we want to keep the horses moving while they search out food, which is more normal in nature. The leader would be the one responsible for finding the food and the water and the safety. Notice we have a covered area that we call a resting or lounging area. We have placed soft matting and materials inside for the horses to shelter from the elements. We get more movement from horses by providing different areas of feed outside in the pasture area that you can see to the east. It's about 2 acres containing enrichments like sand mounds where they can roll. Salt and mineral feeders supplement their diets, and automated feeding machines provide more places to find food. It's important that horses keep moving. Their bodies are built that way. Their digestive system works best when their heads are down low while they graze. Unlike humans, their stomach juices are working all day long. Our stomachs turn off and on when we eat food. Horses are designed to eat a little bit of food all day long, at least 16 hours, ideally. That is not an easy accomplishment in modern facilities. Traditional horse programs had often fed horses just twice a day, breakfast and dinner. It means that the digestive juices keep working all day long without food in between. This is not a healthy way to keep horses, but in some areas still is a necessity. We hope to influence change in that area by introducing new ways to more often feed our horses. The Movement Smart Stable is equipped with feeding machines that communicate with a computer chip on the horses. We can program how often and how much a horse can eat from the machines. Of course, there's forage as well, but it's a healthy combination and keeps the horses occupied. The enrichments on this Movement Smart Stable are also part of the design to keep horses moving. You'll see that movement is our theme. We even named an event The Movement. Annually, we educate the participants that come from all over the world to learn more about how horses help humans, how they stay healthy, and also how horses can be trained in the absence of violence. In 2011, I was awarded an honor by Queen Elizabeth II, an MVO, which stands for Member of the Victorian Order. Her Majesty recognized my work, not only with horses in a nonviolent training manner, but also with people in our programs like Horse Sense and Healing and Lead Up for people who have suffered from post-traumatic stress. You can learn more about outreach programs on our website at montyroberts.com. I invite you now to join us in the Monty Experience Room, where you can learn more and see the educational materials that we have available for purchase.